I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Island medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. I can't even express. I mean, you know, every day you go to work, right? It's the same thing for me. You know, I go to work, I never know what my day is going to entail. You know, especially when we record for the podcast, right? We don't know if we're going to have Wi-Fi issues. We have no idea what we're going to walk into. And today was just like so incredible. I mean, this week on Hey Spirit, you are going to be listening to Mandy's reading. And I always say it, Spirit knows exactly what we need at the exact moment. And there was a moment in Mandy's reading where she made the comment, and so did her mom that passed, saying that we didn't want to let go. And at the end of the reading, I felt like I couldn't let go. I didn't want to let go. Her soul was just so inspiring and encouraging, and the validations were just insane. Spirit never ceases to amaze me. And if you listen close to the end, I'm going to say a very big word that I even shocked myself. I hope you guys all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, nice to meet you, Mandy.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
How did you end up on the podcast?
So I went to an event at the American Liver Foundation, and you had graciously donated one of your readings, and I put in for it, and I got it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So I was very, very excited.
This is amazing. I love that. And I remember donating to the foundation because my grandmother passed away from liver. So when my son had asked me, you know, Mom, could you donate a minute? When I found out what it was for, I was like, absolutely. So it was really great. So great cause. And it's always
That's
nice.
Sure.
I love to have winners on the podcast. Are you familiar with my show or seen?
I am. Yes. I have actually been watching it since the very first season. So I'm absolutely thrilled to talk to you and meet you. And
awesome.
It's totally a privilege.
Well, you look very young, so you must have been a child when you were watching Long Island Medium.
Not that young. I may look young. I'm not that young, but appreciate it.
Well, welcome to the experience. Even though you're a little familiar with what I do, I don't know if you've been to mediums before. I always like to give a speech on how I read and receive my information because I believe that's what makes us mediums different. We're not better than another. I think that we're just different on how we communicate with the souls of the departed. And also, I want you to know what my wish is for you today. My wish for you today is to believe in an afterlife and, more importantly, to know that your loved ones are still with you just in a different way. That soul bond can never and will never be broken. As I'm entering the other side, there's a lot of souls here. And I'm saying to myself, there's so many souls. She's so young. That's why I'm good at what I do. I say whatever it is that I see, feel, and hear. half of the time, I don't even know what I'm talking about. So just don't be afraid. If you don't understand something, tell me.
Okay.
Because also my signs and symbols have multiple meanings. So I just invite you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your departed loved ones today. I'm actually going to start as I entered the other side. I kept getting more and more excited. So I don't know if that was you, if it was them, but I always like to share how spirit makes me feel as I'm entering the other side. So I'm going to first start with the mom that is departed. So is your mom passed?
She is, yes.
Now I even love even more so, Mandy, that when I started entering the other side, I'm like, oh my God, all of these souls. I literally said to myself, where am I going to start? And it was like, as soon as I opened up, your mom came barreling from the back of the room. And it's like, no, 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 this is not happening. It's just me.
That's her.
So what I love about that, it validates maybe if that's who you said, you know what? I do have so many loved ones on the other side. I really just want to hear from my mom. Whatever it is, it's her. By making that statement, it validates that she hasn't left you. When souls show me like space or like a block of time, it becomes my symbol for where they're gone for maybe some time. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So validating for you that your mom has not missed out on any of your milestones. Now, depending on how long your mom is gone, it could be graduation, wedding, children, whatever it may be, even vacations. Validating for you that your mom has not missed anything. And I said to your mom, I go, a soul has never had me say vacations. So do you like to travel?
Yes, I do.
I love sharing this also because when souls have me say something that I've never had before, I got over 20 years of signs and symbols, right? So when they show me something and they get me to say it, it validates the strength of their soul. So know that if there have been many trips or vacations, whatever it may be, I don't care, even if it's for business and all the traveling that you do, your mom has been with you. And now this is your mom. Oh, she knows I'm with her. She feels me. I go, okay. Like your mom is like, she's so adorable. Cause I feel like she's like making me feel like, oh, I'm so excited. Here's the sign. And then she's like, oh, but she knows that.
Yep. That's my mom.
So validating for you that everything that you sense, you feel, or even if you pack something of your mom's with you to take away with you, know that her soul is going with you and that she has not left you. Your mom also told me that you are very successful. So I don't know what it is that you do for a living, but she said, look at my daughter. Do you believe this? Whoever would have thought, oh my God. And then she's going, Teresa, you don't realize who you're talking to. My daughter is very important.
That's very funny.
I don't know what you do. So I don't know if you feel like your mom wouldn't know what you do.
She would know what I do and she would be very proud. I'm a lawyer and that was always her dream for me.
Oh, perfect. Wow. Yeah, but she says she lawyers very differently, Teresa. I go, what does that mean? So I don't know if there's a specialty to the type of degree that you have, but she makes me feel like, well, whether if you're now a partner in a firm or there's something coming up for you, because she keeps making me feel like I don't want my daughter to feel that I missed out on who she's become as a lawyer. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, absolutely.
But did you change fields of being a lawyer?
I didn't change fields, but I was recently promoted to partner.
What? Oh my God, that's amazing. So validating for you that your mom knows about the promotion, and she is so proud. Now I know why she was like, do you know who you're talking to?
Wow.
So know that your mom is extremely proud of you. She says, but more importantly, Teresa, she says, I'm so proud of my daughter on how she carries herself with such dignity and grace. She says, because things have not been easy for my daughter. And however you need to interpret this, she makes me feel like that you have not let anything, anyone hold you back. this is what she means by the dignity and grace. So know that your mom says, I am extremely proud of you. I am extremely proud on how you carry yourself, but more importantly, the woman that you continue to grow to be. Now, your mom just showed me yellow roses. So roses is always a symbol of love and devotion. Depending on the color of the flower is the meaning. You can have your own connection with yellow roses. Sometimes people say, oh, I'm from Texas, or my symbol for red roses is someone's name is Rose, Roseanne, Rosemary, or has Rose in their name.
So that may be actually my husband's grandmother, Rosemary.
Perfect. So know if you were wondering if she would show up or if she would be present. Your mom is just letting me get a glimpse of people. She's not letting that. Your mom literally looked at me. She goes, oh, she goes, they're not going to say anything. She goes, this is my time. She says, do you know how long my daughter's waited for this?
A very long time.
She says, and do you know what it took for me to have her win this reading? So know that your mom is being gracious enough to show me the other souls on the other side.
Oh, wow.
Now, where does the dad come in that's passed?
That could be either of my grandfathers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then is there an uncle or did someone lose the brother? Because I felt that the soul was a younger soul. So it would either be brother, brother-in-law.
Someone like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Someone like a brother.
How do you connect with that?
That would be my cousin.
Okay. So know that all of the souls are together on the other side. Did he pass very unexpected?
Yes.
Because he said to me, he goes, I made it to heaven. I go, you made it. I go, thank God. And then your mother goes, I told you not to talk to her.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I very much connect with that. Wow.
But I want to explain when a soul says that, you know, look, I am very open. I share this with people and it's only because it's my connection. I'm a practicing Catholic. I always say, even though they don't agree with what I do, they take my money every week. But, you know, I think faith, no matter what it is important. We have to have faith. And when souls make statements, I made it to heaven. Usually they don't say, they just say heaven is for real. But he literally said, can you believe I made it to heaven? It's validating. Maybe he didn't have a faith. Maybe he questioned an afterlife. Maybe the way that he died, we questioned it. Whatever it is, I channel souls that walk in God's white light. So for him to make his presence known is validating that his soul has found a place with God, has to learn lessons and will continue to grow, but know that his soul dwells in a safe place in heaven. Now, is his mom still alive?
She is, but sort of estranged from the family.
Because he said, please tell, if you can, please tell my mom. Look, Mandy, I have kind of strict rules with spirit. You know, if spirit talks about things that we're thinking about doing or wanting to do, it doesn't mean that this is what we have to do. I don't use my gift for predicting things, foreseeing things. If you feel comfortable enough, fine. If not, do you understand that? Or is this his way of acknowledging, I know that my mom is separated from the family? Fair enough. And he's making me feel like it happened after his death. Is that correct?
Not really. It was a number of years before, but I would say way more so afterwards.
It got worse after his death.
Correct.
He says because she does not know where to begin to heal from my departure. And please, I tell this to people also, just put it out to the universe. If you're meant to say something to your aunt, right? Then let the opportunity place it in your path. I don't want you to have this as a burden that you have to do this. Does that make sense? So like, don't be surprised if you get an email from or if she pops up on your social media, or if, you know, you get an email from one of his siblings, or like, I feel like there are so many different ways of whatever you take as a sign from the universe. Fair enough.
Right. Yes.
And again, only if you feel comfortable. This is your free will choice. I go, why would you place this, you know, on Mandy? And he said, well, Teresa, to be honest with you, if there'd be anyone that my mom would listen to, it would be her. He said, so I don't want this to be a burden for her either. I don't mean this literally, but like, he made me feel like that there's no motive behind you telling her that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because you're not asking for anything. And I'm going to say this to you, I've never said that to someone before. So you have to really take that on how it fits, on how you feel, and also the family situation. You have a son?
I do.
Is he like very broody, like a real yeah. boy? I just said to your mom, I go, she goes, back to me. I go, okay. I don't think anyone has ever said, oh, he's a real brute.
Yes, he's a big kid. He's a very big kid.
Okay. So validating that if you feel that your mom is missing out on your children, maybe if you had a child after she died, or not really knowing, oh my God, do you believe how big the children got? Validating that she is living life through their eyes.
That's wonderful.
She goes, he's a toughie. She goes, but he's so sweet.
That is very much him. He is a very sweet boy, but a big kid.
Yeah. And like, I almost feel like, you know, when someone looks like, if you see a kid, and I'm going to hypothetical this, you think, oh my God, why is he acting like that? He's 5. But meanwhile, he's 3. And it's like, yeah, because he's much younger than what he looks. But like, she made me feel like it's almost like he might do something like, say, knock into you. Right. And not even realize how strong he is. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, mommy. I'm so, like, very sweet. And so like, so know when these things happen, know that your mom's soul is with you at that exact moment.
That's my son for sure. And he is actually 3. So. Oh.
But he looks like he's in kindergarten.
Yes. And he acts like he is too.
Very bossy, but sweet.
Yes.
And do you have a daughter as well?
I do.
But does she have like, so I don't know if it's like you're afraid she's, her hair's not going to be good, or does she have like crazy wild hair?
She actually has pretty good hair, but it's very, very long. And I've been trying to force her to get a haircut for a while and she's refusing.
Because your mom made me feel like you were concerned about her hair. And then I felt like I had no hair. So maybe it's something that maybe because your daughter doesn't want to part with her hair, or, you know, and maybe that's why she made me feel crazy. It's like, you know what? Just throw it up and we're good. Like, not a battle. We're going to fight.
It's a battle I fight every morning with her. So, yep.
This is your mom. Like, I feel like she's being a real grandma at this moment. Like, if she feels confident walking out of the house with a hair looking like that, let her. Your daughter has her own little style. And what I mean by that is that she's, it's almost like she knows what she wants. And we might be like, yeah, but you know, you're kind of too young to really understand and to make that decision. But whenever I fight her on something, it always goes wrong. Because, and it turns out, whatever she wanted really would have been the right thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely.
So I feel like, and I understand she's young, but your mom is making me feel like it's not a cliche statement of saying, I'm really going to pick my battles with her. Like, I don't know if that's a battle that I want to.
Yeah, there are many battles, especially getting dressed in the morning with her style and mm-hmm. her outfits and things like that. But that is very good advice to pick my battles with her.
Because she's an old soul, your daughter. That's the problem.
I believe that. I believe that since the moment she was born.
Yeah, it's like she's just the Rams. Like they're just, so it's almost like I want to follow your mom saying, but she wants you to follow your gut instinct with that. because your mom even says that you get up in them and you're like, I am not having this battle today. But you go in like, I'm not having this battle today. She's going to wear what I want her to wear.
Teresa, I literally have that conversation every day with myself. I literally have that conversation every day. I talk to my coworkers. I'm like, you do not know the battle I've already faced before I walked in the office.
Your mother goes, it's that battle was worse than the courtroom.
Yes, it was. It always is.
So it's almost like your mom is saying, so you know what? We'll pick out the outfit the night before, whatever it is. Fine. So be it. You want to wear two different socks? Go right ahead. You know, you want to wear a purple top and green pants? Go right ahead. There's something very unique about your daughter. She just knows things.
Yes, she does. Her intuition is incredible.
So know that your mom says, let's just try to trust that a little bit. Like if she wants to cross an 8-lane highway, we're not going to let her trust that instinct.
Right.
But that this is what she means by that.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heyspirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heyspirit. Your mom just said to me, and please tell my daughter that I am sorry that a lot of burdens fall on her. She says, but I want you to know that I support you 100% in your decisions.
That's a lot.
She shows me that it's like, you know, everyone comes to you. Everyone wants your advice. But when they don't like what they hear, then they don't want to bother.
Very true.
It's kind of like therapy. You love your therapist, yep. And still you hear stuff that you don't want to hear. Then you're like, eh.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to you for that.
Right? So I think it's important because I feel like that your mom says, when this happens and why I want you to know that I support you is because the way that you handle it is that you say, okay, look, yeah, this is how I would handle it, or this is what you should do, or this is my – and then just leave it alone and walk away. And this is all part of what falls in the category of when your mom said how you handle things with such dignity and grace.
Wow.
And that you shouldn't handle it any differently. Like, it's almost like you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Right?
You can only do so much.
Right. And I think that it's time, but I also don't know, because she showed me again where there was someone that we might not be speaking to in the family.
I know who she's referencing.
Because I feel like, again, I had to kind of walk away or not just continue to try to make them drink. Fair enough. So no.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That your mom says, I want you to know that I know what you have sacrificed, what you have done. She says, but it has to stop somewhere. And you have to, when you make these decisions and choices, she says, I want you to own them. It's almost like how you would do it in a courtroom. You know, unfortunately, you have to treat it, because you know, your mom just said to me, she goes, oh, she wouldn't take any of these shenanigans if she was in the courtroom.
No, I wouldn't.
So when we have situations, no matter what it is, that's not work related, we want to kind of go in work mode. And how would we handle it this way? And you just present the information and walk away. Your mom also said, that is me that you do see when you sleep. So do you sometimes feel that you have a visitation from her, or that you dream of her, but it goes so by so quickly and then you question it?
Absolutely.
I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So I don't connect with them in that way. So know what, when that happens, know that that is your mom's soul trying to show you that she is okay. She says, but I've also tried to come to my daughter to tell her that she will not leave her children the way that I had to leave her.
That's always been one of my biggest fears.
Because your mom kept having me do body scans on you, body scans, body scans. So when souls have me do that, that's my symbol for if someone is concerned about an illness. And of course, everyone has something. So the pink spots, that's what I say. Like if we have allergies, maybe right. A dairy sensitivity. But when I see red spots, that's my symbol for like serious illnesses or cancers, which I did not see. And then your mom then said to me, and I guess this is to triple validate it, she goes, she doesn't even have the gene.
Wow.
So validating for you that your mom says, continue to take care of yourself, nurture and honor yourself. She says, I don't want you wasting time and energy on something that, she goes, A, you have no control over, and something that B, is not even going to happen.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
I can't even imagine. But she says, I see how this weighs on you. Your mom also talks about her jewelry. So do you have the jewelry with you?
Teresa. Oh, I literally took her wedding ring out for this so I could have it with me. It's her wedding ring that I don't keep on me ever. It's put away.
She literally said to me, that hasn't seen the light of day in years.
It hasn't. Wow. That's incredible.
So look, my job is just to make sure that I'm interpreting the information correctly. It's your job to take it and place it how it's going to help you in the healing process. Your mom also said, I want you to know that I'm also fine if you decide to change my wedding ring for your daughter.
That's incredible. I mean, that's something I've actually been looking into doing is doing it for all of her granddaughters and having parts of her wedding ring made into jewelry for them for when they come of age to get it.
Look, now this doesn't mean you have to go source out a jeweler and do this tomorrow. When souls bring up things that we're thinking about doing, wanting to do, know that she knows and supports the choice and decision if you choose to do so. Did you go to, I don't know if you went somewhere, like, let's just say you always wanted to go to Paris with your mom or something, or you wanted to go to Europe with your mom, and you didn't get to do it with her, but you went.
I very much resonate with that. Before she passed, we were planning a big vacation actually with our whole family, and she passed and didn't get to go. And that was very hard for our whole family.
But did you end up eventually going?
We did.
So know that her soul went with you. And she was so happy that you went. She said, because I did get to see it. She goes, the whole friggin' trip, Teresa, they kept saying, oh, mommy would have loved this. Oh, my God, mommy would have loved this. She goes, I'm right here. I have to say, and I don't even know if there's medium etiquette or not, but I am enjoying your mom so much because I feel like she's me. Like, that's how I would be.
Let me tell you, Teresa, when I said we watched you, you know, when I said I watched you, we used to watch it together. And that was our thing, was watching you together. And she always wanted to meet you and get a reading. And now here she is. So it's amazing.
It's oh, my God. It's unbelievable. And then I love when she said early, do you know what it took for me to get my daughter to win this thing? I have to say this. You would never think the things that your mom has spoken about that she ever would have talked about in a reading, right?
Never.
That's what I want. That's why I love how I have Spirit Channel. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you, Mandy. I am 56. I still live next door to my parents, and I dread and can't imagine that day that I lose one of my parents. So, you know, people always ask me all the time, like, what is the hardest reading that you have to do? I'm like, they're all hard. Because whether someone loses a child or they lose a parent, because I don't think we're ever the same after that. Something changes inside of us. And especially when we lose our mom and at a young age. So that's why I admire your mom so much on her ability to channel and how she is, you know, especially, you know, with your children, because she shows me who plays baseball in the family.
My son likes to, you know, play soccer and baseball and
not
in any type of professional way or anything in sports leagues or anything at this point, but he's very into sports.
Perfect. So no, and listen, especially kids today, what are they into? Video games, right? They're all into this virtual stuff. So the fact that your mom is validating that she knows of he's playing all of these sports, knowing that her soul is with him. And your son will even talk about your mom out of nowhere.
They both do. Both my kids do.
Know that when that happens, it's validating that they are sensing, feeling, seeing her soul right at that exact moment. She made me feel like that. I don't know if your daughter used to do this and your son does it now, but literally we'll just walk up and pick up a picture and start talking about her. Just like pick up a picture. And be like, oh yeah, she's right over there on the couch.
We have pictures, you know, one of the screens that changes pictures, like one of the Googles, and she comes up all the time and they always talk about her when she does. Yeah.
So know that your mom also says, she says, I want to thank you because my grandchildren really know who I am. It's almost like, okay, I've never had this before. Your mom made me feel like when her soul enters a room, it's like your children literally react to it. And it's almost like they know. I've never seen anything like this before. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Because when she entered a room in life, you certainly knew she was in the room.
So no, she says, I know how hard it is to tell the stories and to talk about the memories. You love doing it and you wouldn't change any of that. She says, what I mean, because it's hard, because it brings you back. And then those are the moments, she says, Teresa, that my daughter sits back and says, it's not fair. My mom is missing out. She's missing, look at what she's missing out on. She says, I want you to close your eyes and visualize me standing right next to you, congratulating you for being the most amazing mom, wife, daughter, and best friend?
She was definitely my best friend.
Did your mom write you a letter before she died? Or did you write her a letter?
I actually wrote her a letter. I was very angry, mm-hmm. and I wrote her a letter.
She says, you could be as angry as you want. She says, I give you that space and that permission. She says, but as long as you always know how much I love you and how proud I am of you and that I feel that you are twice the woman that I was. I think the thing that I love about that statement, Mandy, is that your mom has already validated she was such an incredible woman here in the physical world. And what she's doing is acknowledging the woman that you've become. And she says, I never want you to think for one second that I could ever be disappointed, upset with you. I feel like your mom was ill prior to her departure, correct?
For a short period of time.
She goes, Teresa, she goes, it literally went from here to here. And it was like, we had no time. And a lot of the anger, she says, is also because maybe if it happened today, she goes, I don't know if I would have survived. She says, but I might have had more of a quantity of life. She says, but I always want you to remember, Mandy, I never would have sacrificed my quality for quantity. She okay. said, because if I could not live my life on my terms, she says, you know that I would not have wanted anything to go any different.
And she certainly did live on her terms.
And she's proud of that. She is proud of that. Did you kind of feel something on your cheek?
I did.
I watched your mom's soul come around and kiss you. So know that what you felt, I asked your mom, I said, you have this incredible spirit. I said, let her feel you.
And I want to go back to the letter for a minute.
Sure.
Because that resonates another way. After she passed, I just kept looking for a letter from her, just hoping she had left something. And I never found anything, but I very much resonate with that.
But I'm going to say this to you. And this is why I always say this is why I'm good at what I do. I literally said to you, did your mom write you a letter or did you write her a letter? Like, because I saw this letter, but I didn't see this letter and I didn't know what to, I didn't have a meaning for it.
Right.
Right. So,
yep, and I had two.
What a phenomenal moment of your mom saying, like, I'm sorry. She says, but they were the cards. Your mom looked at me and said, Teresa, how do you say goodbye to your children? She says, that is something that I didn't know, and I don't know if I would ever know how to do. She said, because I feel being a mom was the most important thing that I ever did with my life. And she said, I would not have traded my life for one more second, one more moment. She says, because you know, I lived my life to the fullest and on my terms.
That sounds just like her.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Was your mom physically laid out where you viewed her body?
We did, yep.
Okay, because she keeps bringing me to the casket and she goes, I look fine. I look fine. It is what it is.
She did. She looked beautiful. She really looked beautiful.
So know if it was something you picked out or a whatever it is. So know that how you chose to lay her to rest, she supports the decision. Did you put something in the casket?
I did not, but I certainly did not want to let go of her hands.
Oh, because I kept seeing your hand in the casket.
Yeah.
So typically.
I didn't want to let go.
She says, neither did I, and we never did. She says, and I felt you kiss me goodbye.
I did.
So know that your mom knew whether if you sat with her after she passed or if it was in the funeral home, know that your mom heard you. There was nothing left unsaid, and she felt you and heard you say goodbye.
Yeah, we were all holding her hands when she passed, my whole family.
Your mom just showed me that she squeezed your hand at one point.
She did. She did right before she passed.
That was me saying goodbye, but remembering that I didn't let go, and I will never let go.
Wow. That's incredible.
She says,
no one would know that. No one would know that. No one.
She told me, she goes, you didn't even tell your family that that happened.
I did it because I thought they'd never believe me.
Yep. Wow. Well, all that matters is that you know what you felt. And your mom just validated it. And she says, when you hold your daughter's hand in your hand, you go back to that moment. Another amazing and unique validation from your mom that her soul hasn't left you, even though she's been gone for some time. Your mom doesn't like to get emotional or sensitive. Like she doesn't like she goes, all right, my daughter, she's got to get back to work now. I go, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, but would so be your mom, right?
It would definitely be my mom.
Oh my God.
Her famous line, Teresa, was have yourself a 5-minute pity party and then get over it. That was literally her mm-hmm. famous line.
Mm-hmm. And then your mom said to me, she goes, look how good she turned out. Amazing. Oh, one other thing. She says, can you please thank your husband for taking good care of you and the family? Because when I died, you were with your husband when your mom died?
Yes.
When your mom died, that's what he told her. He said, don't worry, I will take care of you, little girl.
And he did.
And she says, I need to thank him.
He'll be thrilled to hear that. He was very hard. Passing was very hard for him as well.
I have to say this, whether if it's through, you know, win a reading through my fan club or if I donate a reading to a charity, this has to be one of the most memorable. And I don't even know if I should say this or not, if there's like medium etiquette, but I just enjoyed your mom's soul so much. But I feel like that's the way she was in life. Like you enjoyed her. You wanted to be in her presence. And it's like, this is how your mom is making me feel. I'm trying to lower my vibration and I don't want to let her go.
Everybody felt that way about her. Wow. Everyone who met her loved her and wanted you know, a piece of her. She was just such a bright light and attracted so many people to her.
Well, I feel like your daughter has the same, is this the word, tenacity as your mom?
Yep. 100%.
Oh, God. Everyone's probably shocked. They're like, oh, my God, Teresa used such a big word. Trust me, it wasn't me. It was her mom. Oh, well, this was so amazing. I want to thank you so much for all your support. More importantly, for the Liver Foundation. And it was such an honor to meet you. And I want to thank you for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I can't thank you enough. And the world is so grateful for the gifts that you bring to it.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you. I am Amanda Miller, and I am from Long Hill, New Jersey. I was looking to hear from my mother today and my cousin Alex, who had passed away. Both of them came through today. My mom was my best friend. She was the person I probably looked up to most. I spoke to her, I can't tell you how many times a day. She was the light in the room when she walked into a room, and she was the person who everybody called in any emergency situation. With respect to my cousin Alex, he was a troubled soul, and he was a very good person inside and struggled with a lot of demons. One of the things Teresa said that was amazing with respect to my cousin Alex was, I made it to heaven. And I couldn't believe that came through, because that one sounds exactly like him. And he was the type of person that never thought he would if he ever passed away. So that was absolutely amazing to hear from him. With respect to my mom, I've waited a very long time to connect with her and see if, you know, she's on the other side. And she said so many things to me I wanted to hear. And Teresa clarified so many feelings I was having. It was wonderful to hear from my mom that she was proud of me and proud of me as a mother. I lost her before both my kids were born, which was very hard to have children without your mother around. And it was amazing to hear from her with specifics with respect to my daughter and my son, and amazing to know that she's still around with them. There was a lot. There were a lot of things that Teresa said to me that no one could have known. First is that I specifically took out my mother's engagement ring and had it sitting with me during the course of the reading. Another was that I had written a letter to her and actually looked for a letter from her to me after she passed. No one knows that. Absolutely no one. After the reading, I'm feeling, I think, very emotional, but also very happy, because I think going into these types of things, there's always a sense of, one, is this real? You know, is Teresa for real? Or is she just going to have things that are easy to find on social media? Or are there going to be specifics? And the amount of specifics she gave, no one could have even known those things. So that was just amazing validation for me. The fact that she brought up the ring was just amazing, because I basically said, Mom, if you're up there and you know, are able to do it, Teresa will reference the ring. It was the one thing I brought with me, and the one thing I said that, you know, if she was for real, that she would reference the ring, and she specifically did, and that was incredible. This was an absolutely incredible experience. It was something I never thought I would do or get the chance to do, and I feel so privileged to have been able to have a meeting with Teresa, especially because of the fact that I watched her so many years ago and kind of always hoped, oh, well, maybe our paths will cross, and they did.
Hey, guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.